USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nearly 1 million Americans have already voted in the 2020 election, several times the number that voted early in 2016, with the vast majority being cast by Democrats. That's according to the U.S. Elections Project. Tomorrow night we'll feature the first debate between President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden. Among the topics that will be discussed include the Supreme Court and coronavirus. Former Fox News and NBC host Megyn Kelly on what she'll be looking for in the debate.
I mean, I think you really have to watch Biden for any cognitive struggles. That's obviously what people wonder about Joe Biden. And with Trump, the biggest challenge is going to be fact-checking him on the spot because, you know, he doesn't have an adult relationship with the truth.
Kelly speaking there on Inside Edition. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all finished up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've always taken care of myself. I always cook my own food. I just was losing steam, which is very unusual for me. And I said, you know what? A lot of our foods, they don't have the nutrients they did 100 years ago. So I took a chance with Balance of Nature, and I see a difference. Before I took Balance of Nature, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I found myself napping. Well, that's not happening anymore. I finally found something that's the real deal. And I'm just very happy with Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
An NFL legend is thanking everyone for their support after what he calls a scary situation. Joe Montana stopped a woman from trying to kidnap his 9-month-old grandchild in his California home. He and his wife were able to get the baby from her arms. She was later arrested. Death of a 6-year-old boy in Texas has sparked an investigation into the area's water supply. Josiah McIntyre from Lake Jackson died nearly 3 weeks ago from a rare but often fatal amoeba in his brain. Josiah's mother, Maria Castillo, telling CBS News,
along with his headache and his fever and his vomiting, he couldn't stand up properly.
Family believes the brain-eating amoeba came from either a neighborhood splash pad or a hose at his family's home. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Greece meeting with the foreign minister. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
After a rough game won against the New Orleans Saints, Tom Brady has led the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to 2 straight victories. Brady, in his first year with the team after spending his entire career with the New England Patriots. Jeff Benedict is author of a new book titled The Dynasty, which deals a lot with the Patriots and their 6 Super Bowl wins over the Brady, Belichick, and Kraft years, tells USA Radio News he expected Brady to do well in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going amazingly well for him at his age to be going to a brand new organization after spending 20 years in the same system up in New England. It seems like each week down there, he's gotten better and the team, the offense has got more in sync. It's really remarkable to see him doing that at this point in his career.
Major League Baseball wrapped up their shortened regular season amid the coronavirus pandemic, and now the postseason will begin on Tuesday. Major League Baseball has expanded the postseason from 10 to 16 teams starting in 2020, giving more than half the teams a chance at a World Series crown. The Division Series, League Championship Series, and World Series will be played at neutral sites in Southern California and Texas. The World Series beginning October 20th at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. The first round matchups will be a best of 3 series called the Wild Card Series. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.